Divine Office. Friday, Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Are passing swiftly by, and into night the shades will flow. So let us sing to God with joy, the grateful hymn of praise we owe. The burden and the heat of day have passed in working for our Lord. So may his vineyard workers all receive from him the great reward. Lord Jesus Christ, you call us now to labor for our recompense. Assist our work, then grant us rest, until your love shall call us hence. All glory, Lord, to you we bring, creation's true and only King, whom with the Father we adore, and Holy Ghost forevermore. Amen.
Lord, keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble.
Lord, keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble.
I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal, for he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord, my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just. Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back, my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God of power and mercy, through your Son's passion and resurrection, you have freed us from the bonds of death and the anguish of separation from you. Be ever with us on our pilgrimage, then we shall sing rather than weep. Keep our feet from stumbling, so that we may be able to follow you until we come to eternal rest.
Lord, keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble.
My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your guard. No, he sleeps not, nor slumbers Israel's guard.
The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night.
The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have prepared a quiet place for us in your Father's eternal home. Watch over our welfare on this perilous journey. Shade us from the burning heat of day, and keep our lives free of evil until the end.
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true.
King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true.
Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations.
Who would dare refuse you honour or the glory due your name, O Lord?
Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. What we utter is God's wisdom, a mysterious, a hidden wisdom. God planned it before all ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age knew the mystery. If they had known it, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. Of this wisdom it is written, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it so much as dawned on man what God has prepared for those who love him. Yet God has revealed this wisdom to us through the Spirit. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ died for our sins to make us an offering to God.
Christ died for our sins to make of us an offering to God.
He died to this world of sin and rose in the power of the Spirit.
To make of us an offering to God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ died for our sins to make of us an offering to God.
Remember your mercy, Lord, the promise of your mercy you made to our fathers.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. And holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel. For he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Remember your mercy, Lord, the promise of your mercy you made to our fathers.
Let us pray. Let us bless Christ, the compassionate and merciful Lord, who wipes away the tears of those who weep. Let us cry out to him in love and ask,
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Lord Jesus, you counsel the humble.
Be attentive to the tears of the poor.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Merciful God, hear the cries of the dying.
Comfort them with your presence.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Make exiles aware of your providential care.
May they return to their home on earth and finally enter their home in heaven.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Be merciful to sinners who have fallen away from your love.
Reconcile them to yourself and to your church.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Save our brothers who have died.
Let them share in the fullness of redemption.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
To these prayers, we pause to add the intercessions of our own hearts.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us,
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God our Father, the contradiction of the cross proclaims your infinite wisdom. Help us to see that the glory of your Son is revealed in the suffering he freely accepted. Give us faith to claim as our only glory the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.